Okay, just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building, and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart, sensing that beat, and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down, just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down, just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more, to be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more, yet remaining totally alert, and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there, almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling, smoothing out, a good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less. Because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle, even though you know you easily could if you wanted to. I know that you easily could if you wanted to, but you simply can't be bothered to even try, allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body and simply letting them go with each easy, gentle breath you breathe. I'm going to count down from 5, and with each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. 5. You are just so relaxed. And feel yourself going even deeper. 4. You feel yourself slipping a little bit more. 3. Oh, such a relaxed state. Such an enjoyable state. 2. Just continue listening as your mind slips into a nice, deep trance. 1. Empty of everything, as everything has faded away, allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just relax. Let everything around you fade away. There's just you and there's the voice. You and the voice. Now, you're going to watch a play containing a few scenes. Some will talk about your body, some will mention your memories, some will talk about your behavior. They have something in common though. They are all about you, and they are all safe. Nice, friendly, simply magical. Relax and enjoy the words slipping slowly, deeply, down under your skin, touching your mind, changing it, making it so much easier to feel something new, different from your usual sensations, to make your senses see new things, hear new sounds, have a slightly different touch to them. And suddenly, you realize that the words, you know what they're going to say, even before they are actually said. Words of speed, pride, loyalty, and mischievousness filling your mind. You feel competitive and confident, and a love for racing and coolness. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. You can hear the wind racing in your ears, the crowd roaring. You can see clouds flying by you at an amazing velocity. Feel the snap of the fresh air, the wind fiercely blowing on you. You feel so absolutely energized. The sight, the sound of the crowd brings yet another shot of adrenaline to your racing heart, touching you in a very, very special way. You are in your element. Speed is the name of the game, and you are number one. Feel as your fingers and your toes slowly start to smooth together, becoming covered in a sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves. As they merge together, four, then three, then two, until all that remain are your beautiful hooves. As the bones in your legs twist and bend to give you the hind legs of a pony, so hard to stand on two legs anymore. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire. As your arms, too, reshape, remold, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of power, of strength and agility. You realize how competitive you really are. Second to none. Ambitious, you tend to take the lead instead of following others. Even around total strangers, you are still proud, to the point of being obnoxious. You take pride in going for the gold. Nothing else matters, except those closest to you. Your loyalty is unending. The bond between you and your friends is all but unbreakable. You suddenly want to rush to their needs. Losing anything, especially a friend, leaves you devastated. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy, that fills your heart to truly be like and be a pony, a brash tomboy, living in the moment. It feels like something completely and totally natural to you, as simple as breathing in and out. These are strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life, but at the same time, you feel a happiness, an understanding that somewhere in your mind, you do indeed enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs normally spread slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind and your body to experience these changes. Different from daily life, but welcome all the same. Another quick twinge goes to the base of your spine as a long, soft tail sprouts quickly out of it, swishing back and forth to complement your new pony backside. It is a vibrant spectrum containing all the colors of the rainbow, making you happy. You can't help but enjoy the sensations. It's a little embarrassing, but you can't help but wonder what will come next. Feel now, it's just below your shoulders, the firm stretching feeling of two large wings slowly growing outward. Connected down your side with soft blue feathers, you can feel them move up and down as they slowly grow out. They make a small breeze as you ruffle them before they rest comfortably by your sides, your new Pegasus wings, soft and light. And as they grow and shoot out, like a bolt of lightning, you start to remember a story. That first time you ever raced, when your heart got that first shot of adrenaline. The first time you left a rainbow flying high behind you, an extension of your mulch-colored tail. It felt like something otherworldly, and you were reminded once again how close your heart is to the heart of those around you. You always lead them awestruck. You can feel them move up and down as they slowly grow out, coming to rest comfortably by your sides, your new Pegasus wings. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck, your throat tingles as your voice becomes slightly more feminine, sounding scratchy and almost strained, as if it could crack at any moment. Feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. A stunning rainbow mane that you sport with pride as your ears stretch outwards, upwards, becoming pointed mare ears. These are your new ears. They are covered in a soft, almost felt-like fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. You feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new muzzle. Your face extending so naturally, forming that lovely face. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently, your iris changing color to a lovely magenta tint, your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could bat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your skin. A sleek pony head, or a stunning pony. And as a tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin, you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form, a lovely sky blue Pegasus. Already, your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You feel confident, admiring your new body, enjoying it regardless. Even as you speak, the voice is a feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. You can feel your new body, see your new body, Imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The four-legged gait and swishing tail, the pointed ears, the strong, swift wings, and competitive, energetic, athletic feelings, the curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to the state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase, "I'm an awesome pony." And whenever you say, "I'm an awesome pony," you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to the brave little Pegasus from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now a part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the brave little Pegasus, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase: revert to normal. And whenever you say revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the brave little Pegasus you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, "I'm an awesome pony," it'll feel even more natural for you. Your desire to be a little pony becoming stronger and stronger. With every visit, the desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this beautiful pony. And now it is time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five, you'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger. 1. Waking up now. 2. More and more. 3. Consciousness returning. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. And I hope you'll enjoy, little pony.